You could say that letter was an unexpected exchange of information between the U.S. and China. Now to a very different kind of information flow, a Chinese-American musical collaboration called Wu Force. The World's Alex Galifant met the band members to find out what they're all about.
How to describe Wu Force? That's complicated. I'll let the band have a go.
Too many messages in my brain.
Kung Fu Appalachian indie rock folk music.
With some performance art.
Between China and the U.S.
Too close and you fall apart.
So that was Kai Welch speaking first. He plays guitar and trumpet. Then Abigail Washburn, she's on banjo, lots of other things. And finally, Wu Fei, who plays the guzheng, or zither.
What we do with Wu Fei, Abby and I are both American, but what we do when we sit down is we just play music.
And Kai has been traveling a lot since he's really young, and Abby spent a lot of years in China, so she speaks Mandarin and knows a lot about Chinese folk music and culture and urban and rural area, and I live in the States for over 10 years.
That's Wu Fei. When she moved back to Beijing, Wu Force first played together in her apartment.
You know, when I first got to China, I thought the whole place was hilarious. And I mean that in the best possible way, like the way people are yelling at each other in the streets.
In restaurants, too.
Yeah. Or the way old people are hawking gargantuan loogies on the sidewalk.
And I was experiencing some reverse cultural shock. And I thought I was so Chinese until I moved back to China. I'm like, I just couldn't fit in. I felt so confused. And of course, every creativity is about what you are experiencing at the moment.
The members of Wu Force may have experienced jolts of cultural confusion, but they're harnessing those feelings and making the most of the opportunity. For now, the band's experimenting, but the first Wu Force album is on the way. For The World, I'm Alex Galifant in New York.
And that's all for us this week. Our theme music was composed by Eric Goldberg. From the Nan and Bill Harris Studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Carol Hills. Marco Werman is back on Monday. Have a great weekend.